The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. Good Monday morning, 7:06 in the morning today on April the... Can't be right.
It's the 27th.
Is it the 27th already?
Is it blowing your mind or what?
My gosh, the 27th. I was sitting here thinking, I said, this can't be right. It can't be the 27th.
It's the 27th. It's four more days before we hit May Day.
All right. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sun Gold, in our chat room.
Good morning.
Good morning, hon. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Okay, give us a big smile. Okay, show both rows of teeth. Big, come on, you know, like this. Yeah,
only half my mouth actually works.
Okay, well, you know, we were watching this show called Silicon Valley.
Oh God, that's
you know
such
this.
A crack
this
up.
Is something you would love.
This guy's selling.
These guys are.
I love it.
These guys are in the tech.
So funny.
And they're saying this guy smiles with both. With both
his teeth.
Both rows of his teeth. Nobody can smile with both rows of your teeth. Anyway. Hey,
so funny.
What's it look like? This whole week.
Well, that was after Game of Thrones. We went from Game of Thrones, of course. You know, that's one of our TV fixes. We have a few, by the way. So I'm sure everybody has.
How can you not like a show?
And House of Cards, that's our Netflix, you know.
How can you not like a show that kills off the main characters and then just keeps moving
on? Oh, it's so wicked. Gotta love it. It's 7:07 in the morning, everybody. Good morning. Currently 62. Now, today is a day you just can't believe when you wake up on this beautiful day at 7 o'clock in the morning that we're going to have temperatures in the soaring 90s. That's just weird. But anyway, so you're going to have that kind of jump today.
Today?
90? Yeah, 90
today
is the forecast. The tonight is 59. Tomorrow looks like 86. And then lowering a little bit on Wednesday to 84. That's our forecast, really. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business.
I'll tell you what, when we have weekends and weeks like we had 3 weeks, it just felt like absolutely nonstop turbo. And it felt really good to, you know, enjoy a friend's show and shine personal party on Saturday night and just fall into bed and get some really good, much needed sleep. And of course, the way that we do that is through our sleep number and our sleep number mattress. And Carl does the controls. I always bring it up to 100 in the morning. But we go down and I'm around 45 and just enjoying that. It's just a wonderful night of sleep. And here we are on Monday morning. Instead of being completely grogged and bummed out, I'm looking forward to a beautiful week and a beautiful day. I think it's because we concentrated on sleeping and you don't really have to concentrate that much with a sleep number bed. What's your setting now?
My sleep number setting is 40. But let me tell you what it is after the meteorite. And then for some reason it was I was doing a lot of heavy lifting yesterday, and my back was hurting. And I thought it wasn't just hurting; it was like burning. You know, when you get that burning. It's like, oh, okay, this is worse than I thought it was going to be. After sleeping in my sleep number bed, it went away. I woke up this morning feeling great. And I tell you, sleep number is the only one that has the sleep IQ technology, which helps you sleep also by giving you some great ideas about things to do. And, you know, it gives you a sleep IQ score. And you don't have to do anything except sleep because it's just part of the bed. And you can get those at, of course, our Sleep Number store. This mattress is rated number one by Consumer Reports. Just saw the 2015 Consumer Reports, and there's Sleep Number as number one again. Not only that, but I tell you, it's American-made and it's got guarantees. all of this, sleep number. If you haven't had a great night's sleep, you're missing out on it. So head on over to the Target Shopping Center over there by the Vitamin Shop and go see Brian or Janice or any of the great people there that work at Sleep Number. They're going to be able to give you your sleep number setting. What a great thing. Right now, you can come in and save $300 to $800 on the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Yes, you can. All right.
Now, Friday, going back, we I don't know, I take great pride in this, and I'm sure you do too. We invited all the media outlets, you know, to come with the Reading Rodeo. So KCNR and the Reading Rodeo hosted this lunch. The food was brought in by Joe Catania, who owns Smoked. It was the they were the most incredible barbecue, the ribs, the chicken, just amazing. And the Reading Rodeo folks brought in their horses. And what happens is you get, you know, all the different, like I said, media outlets. So what we're what we try to do here is that, you know, we're all in this thing together when it comes to the rodeo. This isn't your exclusive or our exclusive. And they've done that in the past with media outlets. You know, we'll represent your rodeo, but we want exclusivity. And I frankly, you know, we've been in the media not that long, but Carl and I are like, you know, when it comes to these things like the Reading Rodeo, this should be, everybody's got a hand in it because it's our community. So I'm so happy with the Rodeo Association that they've decided not to be exclusive. So this is a way for us. We invite them, you know, the outlets to come out. We provided the lunch from Smoked. We were at Corum Ranch. Now, if you don't know about Corum Ranch, it is open for the public. And you cross, what you do is you cross the Shasta Dam.
Shasta Lake Dam.
And once you,
once you get on the other side.
Is it Shasta Lake Dam or Shasta Dam?
Well, it's the
Shasta Dam.
Shasta Dam, but it holds up Shasta Lake. I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. Though,
okay,
when
you
say, well, it's the Shasta Lake Dam, Shasta Dam. Okay. But you get on the other side and the road ends and you think, am I going to the right spot? Because it goes from, you know, it goes, of course, from asphalt then to gravel. But then look up. About 50 yards in front of you to the left, and there's a sign that says Corum Ranch. Follow the signs.
So it was wonderful because when we got on our horses and there we were with all the other, you know, media outlets, you know, we took about a, I don't know, 30-minute ride, and you're back, and there's this wonderful cliff. And the story behind the gal who owns this property, which is, you know, Curtis and Debbie Byron.
Right.
Anyway, so you can see the back of the dam. That's the first time in 9 years I've ever crossed the dam.
Yeah, well, I've never crossed it before either. That's the front of the dam.
Pretty impressive piece of engineering.
I guess, okay, what's the front of the dam and what's the back of the dam?
The face would be considered the front.
The front.
If you get the chance, you really should, when they are conducting the tours, Bureau of Reclamation conducts the tours, where you literally go inside.
Love to do that. We haven't done it yet.
At one time, this was the largest dam in the world. At one time. And then the United States. And then, of course, the Hoover Dam came. But the thing is that they bought this back in the 70s, her family did, came up, and it became a, besides just being their home, they opened it up to a boys. So it was a, you know, I don't want to say it was a group home, but it was a school for, it was a home for.
It's a boys' ranch.
Boys' ranch.
Well, the Corum area was the site of a very, very productive mine, the remnants of which
are still there to this day.
Yes.
On the Corum property, you can see it. But, yeah, it was a copper smelter. So, but
she said they were living in Huntington Beach. Her mother looked in the L.A. Times. There were six kids, and they said, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to move. We're going to go up there. And that's how it happened, and they all were involved. For 20 years, they had this boys' ranch, and it was wonderful to, you know, to see the tree. See the tree? The tree was, if somebody got into trouble, they had to plant a tree.
If they got in trouble at school or other places and they came home, they'd been suspended because these were boys with problems here. Then they had to plant a tree, a 4x4, dig it out, plant a tree. She says, that's why when you see all these trees, they're not exactly lined up
in
like
a row.
You would imagine. And she says, to this day, men come in and bring their sons and say, see that tree? I planted that tree. So why aren't they still in business, would you say, of doing that? It's because
regulations and rules have become so.
As the bureaucracy came in more and more and more, it wasn't enough that, you know, you had to watch out for the horses and the dogs. But then it got into, you know, more counseling, but no more pay. But then it finally got down to the medications. They were having to put so much medications in these kids. She said, we had to go out and get TV sets for everything because all they could do is sit on the couch after they've been medicated.
That's sad when you hear about that.
So they just, you know, they said, you know, enough. Now they rent this place out. They've got five houses there.
Just fabulous. And, you know, well,
right
we're going to spend the weekend there sometime.
Yeah, right on the Sacramento.
That's beautiful.
And
quiet, gorgeous.
You can bring in your, you know, like retreats come in there, large family reunions.
Coram Ranch. Hiking trails,
everything. It's Coram Ranch. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, it's Monday. We've got Gary Cadd coming in today. Gary's going to talk about slip and slide and a few other things. And we've got, the Fire Creek Festival and the Celtic Fiddle. Celtic Fiddle.
Oh, fabulous.
All that's coming in today. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil if you need a quart or 55 gallons. We got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM on your dial. 7:19 in the morning. We're so grateful for our... Hey! Sunshine just walked into the room. Currently 62 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The experts in all of your jewelry needs. Walk in and get your watch repaired, knowing that the experts can, you know, change a battery, but actually take your watch apart and tell you what it needs, and you know that you're going to get a straight-ahead good deal.
That's
Four
right.
Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Give them a call at 222-2750.
Julie DePrada.
Julie!
You know what, Julie? I see your photo in so many different places.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's always nice to see you.
So Julie was coming in for another time, and I just grabbed her and said, come in
now. Oh, well, good.
Come in now.
Okay, so what's on your mind? What do you got there? You got a binder?
Well, first I have to say I love your hair.
Thank you. It looks great.
It looks fabulous.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness, Carl, your hair looks so fabulous, too. Oh, goodness.
It hasn't changed in 60 years. So. This works for me, though.
It does.
Okay.
Very debonair, dashing.
Yes.
I was born this way.
Julie, you're good.
So I'm actually here because the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council is having a barbecue in downtown on Thursday.
Okay.
And this is our major fundraiser. Most people don't realize that we're a nonprofit, and so the only way we get money is by generous donations out there and also grants. And so April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And so we kicked it off with all the pinwheels. If you haven't seen them all over Shasta County and
oh, that's cool.
The pinwheel gardens. Those are to give awareness for abuse making a child happy so that they're not abused in Shasta County, because we have some of the highest rates of abuse in all of California.
We do right here in Shasta County.
We do.
Give us some statistics, and how about how you got involved?
I would love to give you statistics, okay. But
that's okay. Tell us how you got involved.
An ish, yeah.
I got involved because I got hired there as a special projects coordinator, and one of my things is health happens here, and it's to basically teach people about protective factors and to show that children's health, how they are raised, their adverse childhood experiences, is how they will be as adults. So diabetes, heart attacks, everything that happens as adults is truly because of the traumas that we've dealt with as children, 0 to 5. And so I go around and I talk about the wonderful things of protective factors, but really today I'm here just to talk about the barbecue, because that is really important.
Shasta County does have a high rate of spousal abuse in this. A lot of it is, of course, because of the drug habits. Part of it is because of the unemployment that we have here. Part of it is a culture, but I think a lot of it is we look at our crime rate, and it's all, most of it is internal inside the house. How can we help this? Well, there's 1,000 different ways. You can't just throw money at it. There's got to be a change in the mindset. So, you know, that's why when we get into One Safe Place and we get in some of these others where you're taking the kids and breaking them out of that type of atmosphere. So what you're doing with this barbecue, though, is to help those kids.
Yes, we're very proactive. We actually want money thrown in our faces so that we can actually get out there and talk to those parents.
This is a little bit different. Yes.
Teach the parents before they get to the point that they need to go somewhere else. We have classes and we have parent partners that actually go into family structures to help them learn to be more
what's acceptable, what isn't, because a lot of them, you know, and I hate, and this is not an excuse. They were treated this way, so they behave this way. But to me, that is just an excuse. They know what's right and what's wrong. But maybe partnering up with mentors can say, okay, this is a way to handle this besides reaching over and smacking them.
Right. We don't want kids to be taken out of their homes. That's the whole point of us. We want to teach parents how to react when your child won't stop crying or when they're throwing a temper tantrum, how to react, how to stay calm, what to do to divert the attention so that there is no child abuse. That's our goal.
There you go. Okay. So now we have, there's going to be a big barbecue.
Big barbecue.
Right down the street here?
Right down. It's actually going to be right across. It's going to be where Riverfront Playhouse, the parking lot right next to where Riverfront is going into.
Okay.
So that's Pine and Sacramento Street.
Now who's doing this?
We are doing it, but the Asphalt Cowboys are helping us out by doing the barbecuing for us.
Okay, who's doing the barbecue? Well, we're doing it, but the Asphalt Cowboys are just going to do the barbecue.
Well, that's all they're doing.
I shouldn't say all.
They're doing an amazing job for us. God bless the Asphalt Cowboys for really knowing how to sling some meat.
Thank you.
True.
So, that's true.
And it is. Yeah, it's this sure. Thursday.
Should we bleep that? Well, frankly, it's too late right now. Okay. But plus, the Asphalt Cowboys are all cheering, giving each other high fives over that one.
Yeah, they are.
Brought us so we can. Okay.
Well, anyway. Whoa.
Okay.
Child abuse.
Easy there.
No, that's
That's so when the money comes in and you raise the funds, mm-hmm. so you're obviously, you know, you're working with this organization. Again, the title of the organization?
Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council.
Okay.
CAPSE.
Okay, CAPSE. And then the money goes towards CAPSE. At that point, there's a board of directors that say this amount of money is going to go towards a program?
Yes, we actually have many programs under our umbrella. We actually do the Anderson Teen Center. A lot of people don't know that. We fund that and fund all of the things that go along with that. We have parent partners and community parent partners, and those are people that go into the families, like I said beforehand, to make sure that the family structure is safe and strong and healthy. We have shaken baby classes. We also do the mandated reporter training. We do training for child abuse, child sexual abuse prevention and detection. So we really go out and do a lot and put our fingers a lot in the community. People just don't realize what all we do.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize that y'all reached out that far. But here's the thing is that before we have to take the kids away, even though if there's dangerous situations too, I guess if your mentors go in there and see, hey, this is a dangerous situation, they do call Child Protective Services.
Yes.
Okay, and you know, but if you know, it's like kids having babies. They don't know anything about this. They're not even sure how they got it. But they need people to do this. And to take care of. So this going into a family and showing people how to interact, say, you know, try this instead of this. If you've never been trained, you're not going to be able to field strip a 45.
Oh, no.
Right? So you need to be trained, and once you do that. So it's the same thing. If you haven't been trained how to deal with this, you've gone through life just kind of stumbling through, here's a chance to help people, and I've applaud you. So this barbecue is going to be this Thursday. What time?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is drive-through, dine-in.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you get 10 or more people, yeah, we will deliver to your work.
Ooh. Okay, now how much is this?
It's $10 pre-sale. Day of event is $12.
Tell you what, cheap at any price here. So this is probably one of your big fundraisers.
It is.
Here.
We'll have a huge raffle at our event also. So if you do dine in, you can peruse and do a Dutch raffle.
There's another big raffle to see you that to take Julie out for dinner.
Yes.
There you go. We're helping out Julie and her friends.
Yes.
So, and trust me, you will never forget it.
Okay. Now, are we going to see you at Chicks and Chaps this year?
You bet your sweet
baby.
Oh,
that's a blast. That's a blast as well. You know, but we focus on one event at a time.
Right,
so
right,
let's.
Right.
We're right now, our attention's on Thursday, but I always know when Julie DePrada's in the house. She's the other one that has that infectious, you know, that the raspy laugh, throw your head back laugh, just unbridled, and it's a blast. Julie DePrada. Are you golfing still?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Picked up
I remember these things.
Wow.
Julie, I like Julie because Julie just goes out and does it and told me the story about her car being stolen. I'm still in awe about that. You know, while she's in her house, they come into your garage.
Yes.
I mean, this is a really nice section of town. Just walked in, drove out.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty
you know,
much.
Well, it might have been other parts. Anyway, but enough of that. Hey, everybody, head on down to this barbecue. They can't make it any easier. It's right off Pine. You drive in, pick up the barbecue. What kind of barbecue? Tri-tip and all that?
Tri-tip, and we'll have tri-tip chips and water.
There you go. Can't beat that. And I tell you, it's going to a great cause. It's all going to the
Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council.
There you go. Okay. Hey, Julie, you know what? You're always into things that are good.
Thank you.
No, I mean that you are. And so give us a call or something, and we'll remind you Thursday to come on down there.
I sure will do that. Thank you, guys.
In fact, come in around the same time. I know you're probably crazier at that time, but just call us. Just give us a phone call.
Yep,
we can talk it up.
I absolutely will.
All right. Thanks, hon.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Lindabot, KCNR 1460.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9-1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Clare Angle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids' activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Good Monday morning. 62 degrees out there.
That was cool.
It's going to be hot. How hot's it going to be? It's going to be so hot you could have a jungle growing in your underwear. That's how hot it's going to be.
Gosh, well, you know what? That's a Marine. That's a Marine term.
The time is 7:33 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And Bob Williams. Did you want to do the?
Well, you asked me how hot it was going to be, so it's currently not going to be 90. It's currently 62 degrees. It's going to be 90 today.
I just made some.
Most look here tonight with temperatures around 59. Tuesday looks like it's around 86 with the highs, and Tuesday night our lows are going to be 57. Wednesday's around 84. Just to give you an update on the weather, it's currently the 27th on this day. It is 7:33 in the morning. There you go. We have all our updates, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known, give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Mighty Fine. You know, Mighty Fine Foods. What can I say? Mighty Fine. It's out there on 299 and Deschutes Road. Been there for over, gosh, what, about 30 years now. It's family-owned, one-stop shop on the way to the lake. A locally owned and operated family business, corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. Over 1,000 different drinks there. Yeah, 1,000. Over 250 beers. Full deli, butcher shop. Tri-tip. They're getting ready for the summer. Tri-tip and ribs. They're proud to be sponsors of the VFW Post 275 Annual Memorial Weekend Service at the Holcomb Cemetery, Montgomery Creek. Also, the Barbecue and Art Show at the Mountain Community Center in Round Mountain, California. For more information on that, give Tom Smith a call at 276-3475. But Mighty Fine, you know, locally owned grocery store, family owned, father and son own it and run it. And it goes up against the big guys. But it's but they've been there for a long time doing great work. Okay.
So we have some special guests with us this morning, and I just love to meet the artists in our communities who breathe creativity, who come to Reading, want to stay in Reading, and bring their expertise. And with us this morning is a lovely couple.
Joy and Matt Thayer.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
He scribbled out the joy, and I was like, it is joy. You look like joy. So coming up, the Fire Reel Film Festival this weekend. First of all, the poster rocks.
Thank you.
Okay, did you make it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why you're being so kind of subtle about it. Thank you.
You can do that kind of stuff.
That's pretty rocking it right there.
Thank you.
He started years ago in graphic design and then went to editing and so on and so forth.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about yourselves. How are you? Did you meet doing creative work? Tell us a little bit about your stories and how you came together and build this film festival together.
No, we met at Barnes & Noble. I was going out with my kids one day, and all of a sudden there was a hand in front of my face shaking it and saying, hi.
I had seen her a couple of different times, and I was kind of stalking her anyway. So.
Why not at the bookstore?
That's right.
So then we sat down and talked and found out that we had a lot in common and that we both loved the entertainment industry and different aspects of it. And so I like entertaining, and I like doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and I like other parts, and he likes directing and editing, and
she likes producing.
Producing, and so we complement each other really well. Mm-hmm.
So you decided one day, you know what, let's start a film festival.
Well, actually, what kind of happened was we have a film class that we teach, and we had some students, and they were producing 3 short films, and we were like, well, we need to have a film festival for you guys to show this, because, you know, that's the whole reason why you make movies is, you know, for people to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, well, let's put it out there. So we took our credit cards and we, you know, charged them up, and we rented out a venue, and 500 people showed up the first year. And this was in 2012, I think. Yeah, 2012. And then everybody was like, that was so much fun. And we had never been to a film festival before, actually. We were just like, well, I think this is kind of what it looks like. And so she dressed up as Batgirl at one point, and we were just doing like crazy costume changes, because you're like, how do you take 3 films that are 8 minutes long and turn it into an hour and a half or a 2-hour show?
Into it, yeah.
And so we did like interviews on the stage, and she came out as Batgirl at one point, and I came
out.
Of
course.
And, yeah, of course.
Of course, Batgirl.
Right, yeah. She was hot, you know.
Yeah, of course,
hot,
yeah.
It's like, I was excited. And
what else matters?
Yeah, exactly.
Got the films going, let's
right.
do a festival, and you be Batgirl.
Right, and I came out as Sully from Monsters Incorporated, so
okay.
I looked like a gigantic Muppet. And anyway, so everybody had such a great time, and they were like,
that's worth an article right there.
Right. What are you going to do next year?
And
so we were like, well, I guess we're doing it again next year, and so...
How many years now have you been doing the Fire Reel?
This is the 4th year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so just to share with our listeners, 2 days and 30-plus films. There's going to be 4 film blocks. You have the Student International May 1st, mm-hmm. which is, oh my gosh, isn't that just
Friday?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what's really weird, because I keep thinking that May is starting on the next Monday, and it's I don't know why that is, but it's right here.
Yep.
And then you have the family. Mm-hmm. What would be considered the family block?
Anything that's kind of like a G or a PG, just something that we have like the animations. We have some animations there. Anything that would be, you know, something that parents could just know that they could just come and, you know, bring their kids
to. We have kids ourselves, and going to a film festival isn't typically a kid-friendly event. You don't want to be wrestling with a toddler or something like that. So we decided, let's do something that you can bring your kids to. There's nothing that you want to take them out. You know, there's nothing
mm-hmm.
scary, nothing,
mm-hmm.
You know, with language or anything like that. And so they get to come and have fun. So we have Spider-Man going to be there, and we have Elsa's going to be there, and you get to take your pictures in front of the photo drop, and we have raffles and all that kind of stuff.
Interactive.
And all of the films, there's going to be jokes that the adults get that are kid-friendly, but that
kind of like Disney these days.
Yeah.
That are like, what? They got away with that?
We do actually have somebody come dressing up like Spider-Man.
We
to
do.
Pose with the kids.
Uh-huh.
And then on also May 2nd at 1 p.m. you have the awards ceremony, which,
That's not at 1 p.m. That's at 7 p.m.
The 7 p.m. There's a local block.
Oh.
Okay.
And then, and the local block is, we're just celebrating all the local filmmakers that have developed films in our area that have maybe gone to our class and that they're continuing, or other filmmakers. And then we have the award ceremony is at 7 p.m., and that is a red carpet event, and you dress up really nice and
beautiful,
go out on a date and have a lot of fun. And yeah, we do. We have people coming from LA, and we've got people coming from San Francisco and traveling into town just to come to this event. And so we're going to have a lot of fun that night.
And like if you put on a red carpet, raffles, photo booth,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a filmmaker's workshop
mm-hmm.
that's happening on May 2nd at 3:30 with Christina Lee Storm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Christina Lee Storm, her IMDb page is pretty robust, actually. She's been on quite a few well-known stuff. She was part of the producing team for The Artist that won Academy Award
mm-hmm.
for Best Picture
yes.
a couple years ago. She was also
wasn't that the silent film?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Yep. And she was also part of the the VFX supervisory team on Life of Pi, which also won Academy Award.
Oh, gosh.
So she's...
She's done a ton of things.
She's done a ton of things.
She was on Snow White and the Huntsman, and she's done some stuff on The Hunger Games and all kinds of stuff. And we figured if we're really valuing education and we want to have people that want to do this in the industry, we should actually bring people that were working in the industry to our area to help do workshops and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So our goal this next year is to bring a few more of these type people coming up and to teach their expertise in our area so that if people are serious about doing this, mm-hmm. that they know what it takes and they're getting the right skills.
Well, if Kathleen Kennedy could be born
right.
from Reading and,
right.
you know, I just think that there's great minds. It's wonderful to see that there's really great minds, people doing wonderful outreach, creative things right here in Reading. You know, people sometimes have a tendency to look at the glass as half full,
mm-hmm.
and this is where it's, or half empty, excuse me. And now, with things like this, if you guys, are out there and you're thinking something that's imaginative, this is going to be one May 1st and 2nd and Fire Reel Film Festival. I want to share with you that I went to the International Film Festival in Palm Springs 2 years.
Oh, awesome.
And a girlfriend of mine's father, they founded and started that. And it was just fascinating. The short, you know, 30 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. But I loved that you were seeing these different cultural films.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with looking at the caption,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the at all. Mm-hmm. And for some people, they have a hard time. But I think it's just kind of like adjusting your mm-hmm. eyes to 3D. You just mm-hmm. start
totally.
To see it in a different way. So that's exciting that you're going to have student and international films on the first night.
Mm-hmm.
That starts at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And again, the family block is on Saturday. That's at 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Locals at 1. And then the award ceremony is at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
With an after party at Capone's. It's red carpet. It's come with your family. It's come dress up
mm-hmm.
for the nighttime. Mm-hmm. It's... Like you said, it's more maybe in the adult side in the nighttime.
Well, no, the award ceremony, we've got a great block of films. Families can come to that. There's nothing objectionable in any of those films for the red carpet thing. So if anybody wants to bring their kids, if their kids are into films, come on down, you know. And then, like I said, and then like you said, afterwards we're having the after party across the street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you guys kick this thing off? Do you save for the year, or are you able to get sponsors? Because you gotta, you know, gotta live.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's just pure passion on the side.
That's what it's been.
Pure passion and insanity,
point.
I think.
I think after this year, I think that we are building awareness that up to this point, it's been a smaller local event. And this year we decided we are going to push out of Reading and bring people in and
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. So I think after this year, it's going to go a lot easier. We had a lot of great sponsors this year, a lot of sponsor trades this year. They were wanting to see how we were going to do and what was coming in and that kind of thing. So next year, I think we're going to go after some more major corporate sponsors as well as local sponsors and try to make sure that we're pouring into our community, because that's really big with us, is that we're mm-hmm. sowing back into the people that are in our area. But bringing in, if we could get something like GoPro or different things like that, so we can bring also some technology, whether they give us gadgets or something, then we can have a little GoPro section or something like that. But right now it's been working out of our house or doing things, and he's been building stuff, and we've got interns, and we've just been trying to figure out how to pull this thing off. Well,
well that's super cool. The Fire Reel Film Festival, don't miss it. It's this weekend, 2 days, 30 films. Imagination Ignited, May 1st and 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Absolutely wonderful. Congratulations. Good luck. I'm sure it's going to be. Come afterwards. Come again on our show and let us know what the response was. Again, Christina Lee Storm will be a special speaker. I'd love to hear what people have to say that have attended. And again, the graphics are wonderful. So that's indicative of just how professional it's going to be.
Thank you.
We do have a bunch of celebrity guests coming as well and some producers that are coming up from Los Angeles to be part of it.
Cool. Okay. It's going to be a great day. Hey, portions of the show have been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac is in the top, their cardiac unit's in the top 50. Shasta Regional is people well. That's right, all Shasta Regional Medical Center. They know how medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. Shasta Regional Medical Center, great people out there. We'll be right back after these messages. We have the Celtic Fiddles flowing in.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
This is Cliff Duell with your local Redding Safari Club chapter, and we are inviting you to our May 2nd banquet at Wind River Casino at 5 p.m. We're going to have a live auction, drawing, games, lots of guns to be given away, and a 48-gun safe. Proceeds go to the veterans, and also a $1,000 high school scholarship will be awarded. For tickets, call Larry at 474-5075. You can also purchase your tickets at Trophy West Insurance or go to sciredding.org. See you there.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Let's burn the roof, and then we'll do it again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We were trying to, what was that? There we go.
Hey,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning. The time is 7:49 in the morning, 62 degrees, going up to 90 today. Our phone number is 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Well, it's a Monday, and what you just heard was...
You mean after my mashup.
After your mashup was the... Was our guest and playing here, Natalie McMaster. Good morning.
Ooh. Good morning.
Hello, is this Natalie?
It is.
And Celtic, what's it, Celtic Fiddles?
Celtic Fiddle, yep. And yeah. I also have my husband with me, Danelle Leahy, on the line.
Oh, good. Hi, Danelle. Hey, good morning. And the reason we're having him on is, by the way, that's just absolutely beautiful, of course. I'm stuck on it, is that you all are going to be in town.
We are. We're coming real soon.
When is it going to be? This weekend?
It's Wednesday, I believe, is the first time we're in town.
Oh, okay, this Wednesday.
Where are you calling from right now, by the way? This is Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning. We're phoning from Canada. We live in Canada. We're fiddlers from up here. Natalie's from Nova Scotia, a little place, a little island called Cape Breton. And I'm from Ontario, which is where Toronto is. We're about an hour and a half from Toronto.
Love Toronto. Spent some time in Toronto. I actually thought for a while I may live in Toronto. So, beautiful area. And so you bring your, would you call yourselves fiddlers?
We are fiddlers. Natalie comes from a Scottish tradition. Cape Breton is immigrants from Scotland back in the 1700s. And my background is Irish. I come from, as I said, Ontario. But my parents, my father, his people go back to County Cork in Ireland, and we play traditional fiddle. But of course, the way the world is now, with the internet and traveling and listening to other players, we've been influenced by the Irish and Scottish and rock and classical. And we do a lot of writing. We just recorded our first record. It's interesting. We're fiddlers, but our producer was Bob Ezrin. And he's famous, of course, for Pink Floyd, The Wall. And,
well, you all have. Well, you've toured well with the Chieftains, Faith Hill, Carlos Santana, and Alison Krauss. And you know, this isn't just fiddling. This is a little bit more than that.
That's right. That's the interesting part about what we do. It's very crosses the generations. And, you know, a lot of people, the best compliment I've ever received from a show was this old lady who came up to me afterwards, and she was probably in her 80s, and she said, you know, somebody brought me here, I didn't want to come. She said, I hate fiddle music, but I loved your show.
Now,
I thought, boy, oh boy, if you can turn someone on that doesn't even like fiddle music,
that's
it does. We do play so much with other collaborations and artists, and... Yo-Yo Ma and Michael McDonald, everything from the classical world to the rock world to the bluegrass world. And, you know, it's music that can kind of really be involved in so many other styles.
So, Natalie, have you been in Reading before?
Yes, many times.
Yes, okay, so I recall... the buzz after you performed at the Cascade, I recall the buzz happening of just how people loved your show. But I also recall your name and some of the players that you're with. During my 5-year stint in Nashville, maybe at that particular time, were you playing with Alison Krauss?
Well, I played with her a few different times, but there was... When I was in Nashville recording with her, that was probably 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But your Blueprint CD you recorded in Nashville.
Yeah, but that's when you were there, though, Linda. Mm. And you were there performing down there, too.
And Blueprint was 12 years ago when I recorded that in Nashville.
Well, they're coming here on Wednesday, the 29th, at the Cascade Theater. It sounds like, you know, every time y'all come, it's wonderful. And how could you not like the fiddle? No, at least the way you all do it. I mean, how could you not like it? And we had an opportunity to go to Europe this past summer, and had
Ireland,
listening to
Scotland.
Listening to the music there was just fantastic,
and the people.
Yep,
people. It was just lovely.
That's great.
We were surrounded. You know, you just feel a lot of love and deep in the culture, and that was right before the Scottish vote was happening. Oh my gosh!
Oh, you know. Right. We had a guy on our record, one of the guitar players on our records from Scotland, and that was happening when the vote was on, and it was like tense.
It was so America's not that tense. That was tense. You know, they were.
Are we going? Are we not?
We were on a bus tour, and we were like, "Whoa!" Yeah, it was everywhere, and it was just going to be happening about 3 weeks after we got back to the States.
Can you? What would you say is the Celtic? What is different? When you start talking, you know, Celtic melodies, how's that different than other folk music?
Go ahead, Nat.
Well, Celtic music is a big umbrella, and within the Celtic music, there's, you know, Scottish and Irish and Wales and Galicia and Spain. There are pockets of Celtic musicians, Celtic artists, and there is a flair to the melodies as opposed to in the folk world. I mean, first of all, we are talking about fiddle music.
Uh-huh.
So if you compare fiddle music melodies to folk world folk music melodies, well, most of the folk music is vocal and songs. And a melody on a vocal and a melody just instrumental are different anyway because there's so many, I guess, more notes and rhythms within an instrumental, because you can play all that stuff on a fiddle. But also within the instrumental world, you know, to someone who doesn't know the music, there probably wouldn't be any difference. You know, all that fiddle music sounds the same type of thing. But certainly once you get into Celtic music, and more specifically the dialect, be it Irish or Scottish or whatever, there are differences. To say what they are is really something that's very hard to articulate. It's more not necessarily in the melodies, but maybe in the way they're played. Different bowing patterns and fingering patterns. The Irish tend to use more slurring of the bows, which is, you know, several notes in one movement of the bow, like a roll in the Irish music. In Cape Breton style music, the bowing is very separate for each note. You'd play a new bow movement for every note. And so it's very rhythmical. That creates a rhythmical sound.
This is not just something you pick up like, next week, the ability to do this.
Oh, gosh, no. like anything.
Well, you're a master at this, though, right? I mean, you're like, what, immortal? Is that what they say?
What do they say?
An immortal. You know, something like that. I mean, you're like, you know.
Like Thor.
You're like so far beyond. What people expect.
You know, different stratosphere.
Honestly, maybe it's impressive on the outset, but to me it's honestly like having this conversation right now. You know, it's like anything. You guys are really good at what you do. You know, you just rattle off anything given any situation. It's just from experience, it's from practice, it's from enjoying what you do, and it's the same for fiddle. You know, we grew up, Danelle and I, we both grew up in a real strong fiddle environment, so we got the love for it, and there's that natural ability that comes from being immersed in it. And then, you know, you just practice. I didn't practice a whole lot. Danelle practiced a pile. Now, you want to talk about the wow factor.
Well, you know what? We're so happy that you all are coming back. And you're going to be here on Wednesday, April 29th at the Cascade Theater. And here's a chance to hear something that you don't hear all the time and to actually be able to have it played and you can and have this great experience from masters. Of the Celtic
and football. Your new album is coming out. Actually, the release date is tomorrow, called One, which is exciting. Are you guys excited about, you know, you got a new project, your official release date is tomorrow. Then you come and you're on your way to Reading, so you can play some of the new material.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We've been married for 12 years, and every time we've gone to record, we have six children as well.
I heard him in the background.
Was that them in the background?
Sorry about that,
folks. I love it. It was like the door closes, and I can hear you covering the phone. He's probably telling, get swaying him.
They're all little. Our oldest is 9. Our youngest is 1.
That was our 2-year-old, and he's the man.
Not, anyway, you've got six kids and been married 12 years.
I love
it. And the oldest is 9.
And you're touring.
Yeah. And you're
touring, and they're coming with us. And every time we've gone to record, there's been like another little one.
I love it.
Well, if I'd stand on that recording.
Recorded is great.
What's the address of that recording studio? I'm just talking about cutting a new record, so I was just wondering.
You guys, this is wonderful.
We have to run here.
Looking forward to hearing you.
I tell you what, this Wednesday, the Celtic Filter.
I love it.
It's going to be with Natalie McMasters and Danelle Leahy, two of the best in the world, best in the business. So just releasing their new album, and they're going to be here in Reading on the 29th at Cascade Theater. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks, folks.
All right.
You
thanks.
Bet. All right, take care. All right, when we come back, Gary Cadd will be joining us, and we're going to talk about if he's going to wear a Speedo on Slip and Slide. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRA News, I'm Linda Canyon in Washington. The grief is palpable as victims of Saturday's powerful earthquake in Nepal survey the damage and search for the dead. Officials estimate the death toll at 3,700, with more than 6,500 injured. Saren Sharithna is from Nepal, but lives in Queens, New York, and she says her mother and many other family members are still in Nepal.
My aunt, she was in her room changing her dress, and suddenly she felt the shaking, and she was crying a lot. She said she would have gotten a heart attack right there if my mother was not over there. Everyone is in fear.
Aftershocks persist. Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama's new attorney general gets sworn into office this hour.
Loretta Lynch is about to become the first black woman to lead the Justice Department. The 55-year-old federal prosecutor will be sworn in by Vice President Biden a few days after finally winning Senate confirmation after a months-long delay. Lynch hopes to have a better relationship with Congress following years of bitter feuding between outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder and Republicans, who saw him as overly political and once held him in contempt.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A funeral will be held today for the Baltimore man who was fatally injured after being taken into police custody. Freddie Gray died of serious spinal injuries April 19th, about a week after he was held down, handcuffed, and loaded into a police van. Some demonstrations turned violent over the weekend. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says her city must come together.
At the end of the day, we are one Baltimore. We need to support peaceful demonstration and continue to enforce in our communities that rioting, violence, and looting will not be tolerated in our city.
This is SRN News.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Japan's prime minister is paying his respects today to victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. He and his wife are visiting the finish line along with Boston's mayor. Shinzo Abe is on a week-long visit to the U.S. to highlight close ties and to try to promote even closer ones with the United States. On Wednesday, he'll be in Washington, D.C., where he will become the first Japanese prime minister to address a joint session of Congress. Fuel industry price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices are on the rise.
After gasoline prices fell for slightly for about 5 weeks, now we have a jump of 13 cents over the past two, with a new regular grade average at $2.58.
Gas prices are still well below the price of a year ago, and experts are predicting only a mild increase in gas prices during the summer driving season, typically a time when gas prices actually go down. This is SRN News. New England fishermen and seafood dealers say they expect a year of meager supply and high prices as new restrictions on cod fishing get underway.
The New England Fishery Management Council voted last year to cut the total allowable Gulf of Maine cod catch limit from 1,550 to 386 metric tons beginning May 1st. The stricter quota will also limit fishermen's ability to catch other key commercial groundfish species, such as haddock. Regulators say the cod quota reduction is needed because the level of cod spawning in the Gulf is just a tiny fraction of its target.
SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Chipotle says it has completed phasing out genetically modified ingredients from its food. The Denver-based chain had already been using mostly non-GMO ingredients, but said in late 2013 that it was working on transitioning to a tortilla that did not use GMOs. Most of the country's corn and soybean crop is genetically modified. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 27th of April. 605-4567 is our phone number. Make sure you put your phone in your lap or get ready to go because we have Gary Cadden here and he's got a few things he wants to talk about. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and the weather looks like it's going to be...
It's currently 64 degrees or 65 degrees, actually. We have a little bit of a span going on here in the downtown studios. It's going to be a sunny day with temperatures reaching around 90. Oh, my goodness. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59. And Tuesday calls for a high of 86, partly cloudy around 57. And Wednesday is high of 84. Beautiful week ahead of us. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call. 365-3793. Have some special announcements to make, plus some tickets to give away this morning before we go to the phones, or should we go to the phones first?
Let's go to the phones first, and then we can roll from there.
Terry, good morning. What's on your mind? And what's happening tonight?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Terry.
Tonight at the Tea Party at 2570 Bonnie View Road at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church. We have information on what's going on up there with the miners. Up in Josephine County, Joseph Rice, who's the coordinator, we have a short 11-minute video and an update on that whole issue.
Okay,
there.
Now let me just, for people, so people know this, there's a miner up in Oregon.
There's more than one miner. There's a bunch of miners.
Okay, well, but it was the one that, wasn't it the one they were talking about? Anyway, but here it is the government has gone in and has said, you have to pay us taxes or anything. But anyway, it's getting to be one of these where it's the government coming in to take over.
I'll give it to you
in 1 minute
if you like. Okay. What's happened is BLM went in, and they basically had threatened that they will burn these miners out if, in fact, they don't move, because they're claiming through a law that was instituted in 1995 that they don't have rights to the property, which they do have because they have miner rights and claim rights that date back to 1876. Long story short, BLM has backed off. The Oath Keepers went up there. Joseph Rice is the coordinator up there. It's a very peaceful action, but it's a determined action. And what they're doing is basically saying, okay, you cannot come up and do this because it's illegal. At this particular point in time, BLM has backed off, and they will be going through the judicial system as far as we know. However, BLM is still sort of lingering, and the Oath Keepers are there, and they're keeping a close eye on it. But I just want to say quick thing.
This is not turned into a Bundy standoff, though.
Well, it has not, but there are a lot of people up there. There is not any violence or anything like that, and BLM has backed down at this point. In fact, there was going to be a protest in front of BLM, and BLM just closed their offices for the day. But, you know, when we all place ourselves in danger to one degree or another when we stand up, that happens every time we stand up. But if we place our children and grandchildren in even worse danger when we don't stand up.
Okay. You know what? I agree with that. If you're not willing to take a stand on things that are not right, then your children are going to end up fighting those wars.
There you go. Okay, so anyway, sir, that's what we have tonight at Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. That second cup of coffee didn't kick in yet, you two.
It will. It will. Trust me, you got to start early,
Happy
though.
Monday, buddy.
What I do is I add to it Beast Magic, so it really gets you going there.
All right, have
thanks,
a great
Terry.
Show.
All right, thanks a lot, Terry. That's tonight. All right.
Speaking of Beast.
No. Gary Cad's here, but we don't usually call
him.
Oh, no, that.
We're going to be, yeah.
But we don't call him that to his face. Come on.
Oh, no, we still have a few things. How are you doing, Gary?
I'm doing just fine. Just glad to see you.
Good to see you. Just roll with this for a minute while we have a couple things we need to handle here at the top of the show. Shasta High School musical, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, will be performing April 30th through May 2nd and May 7th through the 9th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. We're going to be giving tickets away for that right now for the first caller, 605-4567. That's Shasta High School, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Again, that's April 30th through May 2nd and May 7th through the 9th.
And you can, it can be any of the performances, and these are vouchers here that you can pick up.
And if I could interrupt you real quick,
sure.
Folks, you need to go see this. If you have a chance, go. I know we're going to go Friday night. Yep. We've gone for the last 5 or 6 years, and they do a fantastic job.
Well, Shasta High School,
they did this. This is one of the repeats that they did like something like 13 years ago. And the director really finds it great. So give us a call, 605-4567, and you can get two tickets to this. What a great way to hear a beautiful musical. Now, tomorrow, CTAP, which is the California telephone, okay, something. California phone.
This is for the hearing and
the seeing impaired.
Yeah,
you know what? Why do they give me things that just have CTAP on it, but it doesn't say what CTAP is? California, I don't know what this is. Anyway, but it's good. So, okay, I'm going to start all over on this. Tomorrow, the CTAP Resource Fair is going to be on Churn Creek Road, 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite A. It's located in Park Plaza on the east side of Churn Creek Road. This is for people that have problems seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering. These are special phones they have for them. It costs nothing. It costs nothing for the people to get these phones. Now, they don't pay for phone service.
No, because our phone tax will go for this program, even though it's not free. Our taxes are paying for it. It is free. The services will be free. In other words, when you go in, just know that your phone bill, some tax percentage is going towards this. And but you do get free hearing and screenings and phone distribution on site. You get, you know, like if say, for instance, you're visually impaired, they have phones with larger numbers. They have phones that go up where you can hear better. There's all kinds of different things that you can have. If you were immobilized, they have phones with sound. And we had our gal on the other day to talk about that. Again, it's 2861 Churn Creek Road. That's Tuesday from 11 to 2.
I'm going to call it the California Telephone Assistance Program.
That's it.
Well, I don't know if that's what it is, but that's what it is now.
California Telephone Access Program.
You know what? I got most of them. 3 out of 4. Okay, but here's a great thing. It's for people that, if you've got people who've got hearing or vision things, get them down there. They can get the phones. They can get the instruments for free. They still have to pay for their own telephone service. Great. Okay. Now, Safari Club International.
Was there just one set of winners?
If you had two callers, I'd be glad.
Lori, you just won this, and you're
going to love this. Congratulations,
Lori. Yeah. Okay.
Have your tickets at the front desk.
Safari Club International on May the 2nd is having a great fundraising banquet there. Starts at 5 p.m. I'm telling you what, this is. I'm going to be emceeing this. Linda's going to be there and many of our friends. I recommend you come there. I have never seen a fundraising benefit for hunting, and this is in protection of your hunting lands and your rights as a hunter, where it has such a great list of guns that will be raffled and auctioned off. I have never seen any like this, and I've been to all of them, plus a 48-gun safe with gun in it. Youth are going to be able to, you know, they're having a youth draw, you know, so they're going to have all types of things. And where's the money go to? The money goes to put on a wounded warrior hunts, hunting and fishing trips for kids with special needs, food for Good News Rescue Mission, and a scholarship to from Reading, a student from Reading who's interested in environmental sciences, biology, and this, all of this. Now, how do you find out where this is? Give a call at 474-5075 or 221-4650. Safari Club International, the Reading Regional Chapter, the 21st Annual Fundraising Banquet. I'm telling you, you're not going to find a better banquet or a better time than right now.
And you'll learn a lot about conservation, and that is the key for me. I mean, you know, like somebody brought up earlier.
You're not a big
I'm
hunter.
A Mac, Carl's a PC. He likes to hunt. I like to think about, you know, the conservational part of what it is that you have to put back before you take out. You take out, then you put back. And it's almost kind of like when the Indians would plant some tobacco or a seed when they would take out. So it's really important about how you, the culling, the aspect of there's a lot of education that you learn too with Safari Club International. I just had to say that because that's really an important thing.
Okay, before we take a break and we come back with Gary Cadd, this portion of the show is brought to you by Elements Lounge at Wind River, and Linda's going to be there May the 7th. For Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, fill that place up one more time. I tell you what,
Gary, I want to see you and Linda out there.
Yeah, you come on down, and it's the music goes from 7 to 9. It's just beautifully done, and I can say this, even though that Linda's sitting here and I'm embarrassing her.
And they don't smoke in the lounge, so don't.
70% of Wind River is non-smoking, by the way, and Elements Lounge is non-smoking. Give them a call at 243-3377. They've got a special menu there. It's Romance on the River, steak and lobster, $21. Now, find steak and lobster, and this is good steak and lobster, for $21 anywhere around here.
People
or
love
anywhere.
It.
And plus other, you know, plus you can order off the regular menus. It's a great place. Give them a call, 243-3377, and join us on May the 7th. Ask for Romance on the River. You want to say, I want to get up there where I can see and dance and all this stuff, and they'll put you right in there. Okay? We're going to take a quick break. The time is 8:16 in the morning here on the 27th of April. 65 degrees out there, and it's going to get up to 90 today. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93. So everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Who loves a fun afternoon with your girlfriends? I know I do.
I love it too. Then come on down and join me, Linda Bott,
and me, Molly Kidd,
for the 4th annual Chicks and Chaps event and raise awareness and money to fight breast cancer.
Stay after in the VIP special section during Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night at the Reading Rodeo that evening.
The deadline is May 1st and it's quickly approaching, so put on your pink and grab your application at readingrodeo.com. Chicks and Chaps,
girls, it's a blast.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR, KCNR. Blah, 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 blah. It's Monday. Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yeah, you know, Alliance Heating and Air, Martin, his people in here. It's a better-known business, 20 years here. Outstanding service. We use Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. Any type of make of heating or cooling systems, and trust me, my friends, it's 90s this week. If you haven't had your filters checked and you haven't had those air ducts checked and make sure this thing is working good, you need to go out. You need to give Alliance a call at 221-2642. I cannot say enough about these people. That just, you know, just how good they are. They come in and check, and they're so meticulous. They put in a water on demand water system for us. Or a tankless water system that has just worked perfectly, just perfectly. Now you have hot water.
Now I can
all
take
time.
A bath.
Yeah, now Linda can take a bath, thank God.
But we do reuse the water because we're water conscious.
Oh, yeah, you know what we do is we do not let it go out. I pick it up
in the bucket,
I put it
and we water our plants.
And we water the plants, yes. Right. And then I run out, and if there's a cat in the front yard, I throw the water on it. And then because it has the salts in it, the cat just loves it.
The bucket brigade.
Yeah, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating Air. Great, great people. Okay, we're here with Gary Kidd.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Now, Gary, I don't want you to tell everybody what I just showed you because I want it to be kind of a surprise.
No, that's cool.
We're putting something up on our website that I think everybody needs to take a look at later on today. And I hope that everybody sees it as what it is in good humor, because that's what it is. Gary, I just have one question for you. Are you a Speedo kind of guy? Is that what you're going to be wearing on the slide on July the 18th?
Well, I'm not in favor of the slide on July the 18th, to be quite truthful with you. 16,000 gallons of water going, eventually down into the river, hopefully. We've got a drought, in case nobody has paid any attention to it, read the papers or anything else. And with my most recent trip to Southern California as the city's liaison to the League of California Cities, was on the Transportation, Communication, and Public Works Committee, and boy, got an earful of some of the folks down there about how we need to be letting all our lawns go brown, save every ounce of water we can so they can have the water down there.
Did you tell them we don't really give a damn about their water problem?
Well, yeah, I did. I came right out with what's going on. If you recall, a year ago when I got in trouble with one of the council members because I went to L.A. to talk to Jeffrey Keitlinger, the executive director of Metropolitan Water,
yeah,
L.A.
That.
Metropolitan Water.
I kind of thought that was kind of what you were supposed to be doing. You weren't charging anybody for it.
Well, that was – well, anyway, while I was down there, Mr. Keitlinger told me that they would not be doing any water cutbacks until the spring of 15, and they haven't. They've been using the water down there, just going along with it. But he did say, but keep sending your water down to us. And it's quite interesting. Today, there's roughly 3,000 CFS, cubic feet per second of water, coming out of the dams going down the river. If every day, if the city of Redding pulled out 20 out of that 3,000, that's what we would use in a regular year, not with a cutback. In other words, we don't use that much water as compared to the grand scheme of things.
Well, you know, I was talking to the water guys, and I wish I'd written it down, but I didn't, but from right here in Redding. And by the way, Bill Nagel, retiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's leaving.
He's the head of the public, Public Works.
Right.
Was that a surprise?
Well, no, he's not Public Works. That's Brian Crane. He's the head of the Planning
that's right.
and Permitting.
I'm sorry, the Planning Committee. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Was that a surprise?
Well, yeah, but we know that he was getting close to that magic number of 55, so that's
55.
55 years.
He's 55 years old, and he's worked 30 years for
Not for the city. He works, I believe, down in Sacramento. But the major part of his time has been spent here in Redding. Yes.
Okay. We'll circle back to that one. But they use we're going to get the water guys on, maybe Brian and Matt, and talk about how much water we use. And it was the numbers. They do the measurement during December, January when nobody's watering yards or anything. Then back in July, but it was 11 million versus 45 million. I'm not sure that's a month or a day because it's 100,000 people they work. And But that's going to be interesting. And the that water is a problem. Yet we just had a guy by the name of Dr. Jay Lund on from UC Davis, who heads up their watershed program there. And this guy, you know, this is what he does. So how bad is it? And he goes, well, they did a model out for 72 years. At some point, we may lose half the agriculture, but that's way down the line. He says right now, he says, it's not that bad. So, I mean, that was a very interesting comment he made on that.
Well, yeah, it is. And the real thing with it is the folks south of Tracy want the water north of Sacramento because there's no very little or no salt in it. See, there's a lot of salt comes down out of the San Joaquin Valley and over from the Colorado River because it's high desert and it's just natural salt that bleeds into the water. Well, they want more pristine water, if you will, which is our water, to dilute their water. See, that's where the biggest problem is.
Well, is it really our water?
Well, no. It's
a state water, right?
A small percentage of the water. Yeah. It belongs to all the people in the state of California. But what griped me so much was they were demanding that we start cutting back, which we did last summer.
Right.
And they're not going to start cutting back until July of this coming year. They're not cutting back yet down there.
Well, even then, you know, I start looking at golf courses, and we did some studies on that only a third of the golf courses out of the 872 golf courses that are in California, that's the numbers they were using, only a third of them are using reclaimed water. That means the rest of them aren't. Now, if you've got places like Riverview, that you've got riparian rights there that, you know, the water goes on and then goes back into the ocean, or not the ocean, but the river, but as opposed to Palm Springs. And somebody just came back from there and they're saying fountains are still going like crazy, they're watering everything. That I don't, you know, that should be one of the first places I would think would start cutting back that, you know, that kind of water wastage.
And another thing that's happening, too, is there's so many water agencies in the state of California that have tiered water rates. And now there's a court case that says that tiered water rates are
illegal.
And I know we have them here, but I'm understanding that when you start talking about tiered water rates, you're talking about what the cost is to deliver the water to the customer. To the water payer, when they start using the tiered rates to get people to cut back, in other words, they're raising the rates to get you to stop using water, not what the cost is to you. That's where this lawsuit is.
Well, yeah, because they can't charge more than it takes to deliver it to you, which is the thing, and I understand that. Otherwise, utilities would be just bouncing you everywhere.
To see down in Southern California, there's a lot of areas that are doing exactly that.
I tell you what, before I want to get into the slip and slide or the festival, the water saving project that they're bringing up. The drought that you're talking about, and you're down there, is that the Southern Californians are taking it so seriously, but they don't. It doesn't seem like they're doing anything. Like you just said, you know, they're not going to start cutting back till now. And I read that in Hollywood and up in Beverly Hills, they're using like 365 gallons a day per person up there. Because of the yards and landscaping and all this.
Well, you know.
And yet we've had to cut back 36%, and they're talking about even more.
Yeah, well, it started out 25% last fall. And we came in, I think Mr. Crane told me we had 22, 23 up until November, until it started raining.
Right.
And then we started using water again, hoping that we'll fill everything up this year, which we didn't. And it's like with my wife. We've got the bucket. Right? I shouldn't say we. She has the bucket brigade. But when she washes dishes, it goes out on the plants. When we haven't started yet with the shower, but we're going to have to start getting a little bigger bucket so we can start collecting the water while the water is heating up and haul it outside. Mm. So it's just something we're going to start doing. It's just going to be part of our lives in the future.
Do you see that? In the future, permits are going to start saying things when you're building a house that you have to have a water, a gray water catch system.
Oh, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I don't think that's a bad idea because it doesn't cost that much more to do that for gray water. And when we talk gray water, my friends, we're talking about water that comes out of the showers or the dishwasher or things like that, out of your toilet. And you use biodegradable soap, but you can then that goes into a cistern and you can use that then to water things, water your plants and all that. And it can be pumped out until, you know, so you're not using it out of the main system. And it's a lot of people have used this. Or then how about other rules? Gary, would you be on side of saying that if you're going to build a house here and you're going to have a yard, you've got to have a certain kind of drip system, vice, all that kind of stuff? So you're... Yeah.
Well, we've just taken a couple of large trees out of our front yard, and we did put sod back in, although Linda said at the time we probably should put a cactus garden in, and we didn't. Maybe in the long run we should have. But we've got all different sprinklers out there now.
I saw where Francie said that she was going to cut, you know, to help save water, she was going to stop watering 5 days a week and just cut it out. But I thought we were only supposed to be watering 3 days a week.
Only supposed to be watering 3 days a week. Like we water, I think it's Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And nobody waters on Monday.
I didn't know where Francie was, where she was watering 5 days a week.
Yeah, well, and you're supposed to water, from 9 to midnight, and from midnight to 7, I think it is, on the day that you can water.
Yeah, we do that. We do that.
So you can't water. And there's a lot of people that are watering, still watering during daylight.
Well, ours finished up by before 6 o'clock. But let's take a break because we got a lot more to talk about here. Because I want to talk besides just this. I want to talk specifically the slip and slide, this project, and then I want to talk about since we have you here, the things that are going on here in the city on the city lie ordinance. Code 45 is wanting to take over South Park, drugs, and all these things. Okay. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. The time here on Monday, the 27th, is 8:31 in the morning. 65 degrees out there, going up to 90. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9-1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Clare Angle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I sing and play in Paul's Palisade Park.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Palisade Park, as we call it, the slip and slide. 8:33 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. Carl and the bot, good morning, 605-4567. Hop onto your phones. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Man's last stronghold. Better-known business, discounts for seniors and veterans. What a great place to go to get your haircut. I mean, just it's a cheers of barbershops. I can't say more about it, except what a great place it is. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from subway. Our guest, Gary Cadd, is here. And Gary, next Monday or next Wednesday on the 6th through the 8th at Gaia Hotel and Spa, they're having the 2015 California Employment Advisory Council Conference, a taste of the North State there. And it's going to be employer workshops. They're going to give the Veteran Employer of the Year Award on this. Great keynote speaker, meet and greets, classes on updating the HR framework, all these things, cloud storage, all the stuff that small businesses would need to help, but also talking a lot about hiring veterans. I just thought I'd tell everybody that again, May 6th through the 8th at the Gaia Hotel, and you can give them a call down there to sign up for this great, great event. And I think it'd be very helpful for employers, especially when you start talking hiring veterans. All right, Gary Cadd is our guest, and we're talking water right now. Now, Rocky Slaughter was on the show last Wednesday, and this is what Rocky said. 16,000 gallons of water that the company is thinking about bringing it in from Oregon or Idaho, so it doesn't even come out of California, that it's used to show that drought does not scare us, that there's ways of using water, reclaiming water, reusing water, and that this has got everybody talking about it. And already they've saved 59,000 gallons of water because of people who have pledged to, like in Francie's case, I'm stopping my watering. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're saving 5,000. The aquarium at Turtle Bay, we're going to stop doing something in the aquarium. For 3,000 gallons. And it says all these people there, you know, saying, okay, we can save thousands and thousands of gallons. And this brings the attention to it. Now, he said it wouldn't cost anything, you know, the insurance is taken care of. It won't cost anything for policing. They'll pay for that. And the last thing, of course, is that it's a for money. I mean, they're making money off this thing. I mean, so they're not doing it like it's all the money's being donated someplace.
Well, you know, all the things that they're saving water. Every one of those could be done without having the slip and slide. It could be a community saving water. So just like I said, the council meeting, they can all save water. Now, the thing with it is Slide, City Slide, I think, out of Utah. Is that the name of the company?
I think so, something like that.
Something like that. They were going to be doing it in other cities in California. They've all been canceled.
Well, they were doing it down in L.A., and that got canceled, as you can probably imagine.
Right. So the thing with it is if you want to bring some attention to the city of Redding, and it's going to probably be negative attention to the city of Redding, then have the slip and slide here because it'll probably make CNN and Fox News. I mean, when Southern California picks it up and starts putting it on their news down there. So I think that it's going to be totally adverse advertising for the city of Redding.
I understand what Rocky's saying, and I think, frankly, that this has brought more attention to, you know, water saving and all that. I think Rocky's done a good job that way. However, people that would look beyond the bumper sticker of we've got a water slide, and the next photo is a farm blowing away down in the Central Valley. People that think beyond that, you know, to get down into the second part, you know, hey, we're saving this and this. Yeah, there's those people out there. Unfortunately, and I could be wrong, but unfortunately, so many people will see the water slide in drought.
Yeah, how's it going to be presented?
Yeah, and so the presentation is so important. And, you know, Redding is already, you know, when we see things about Redding, it's the, you know, it's the people take, you know, bathing in the chicken joint and the
Well, the thing with it is we need positive Redding.
Yeah,
Redding's a
yeah.
beautiful place. I mean, we love it here. It is green up here, but we need all the that kind of advertisement we can get our hands on.
What about?
But we don't need the advertisement of we're putting 16 gallons down a street.
16,000.
16,000.
Yeah. 16,000 gallons.
16,000 gallons of water.
Right.
Down the street just to have a slip and slide to show that everybody that we have a drought. I mean, that doesn't.
No, that we have a drought, but this is how we're showing how responding. We can reuse water and reclaim water and, you know, how people, and again, we've saved hundreds of thousands of gallons because people are, you know, are saying, hey, we're pledging this, but the next part is, well, how do you prove that? I mean, mm-hmm. How do you know that? How do you know that people have saved that much?
Well, how do you know the water's going to be recycled down to get down back down to the river if it doesn't get
– I'm sure
– there's a lot of different
– Well, or they take it and they water the parks or something, or like they want to do down there with South Park is spray people in there at 3 o'clock in the morning, hit them with fire hoses. But the idea of it being reclaimed and being, redistributed out, I believe that. I believe that'll happen. It's – the part where you've got, you know, people sliding down Placer Street for 1,000 feet. First of all, that ought to be a lot of fun, but I'm sure they got a way of doing it. Is it just kind of? It looks bad, and I guess that when it gets down, it just looks bad. I mean, when you see something like that.
Well, the thing that's happening is the council, they brought it before the council, and it really wasn't, it was more of an information issue, but the council didn't vote on it, but in essence we did because three people said that they were in favor of it. And myself, I said I was quite skeptical, I would not be in favor of it. And I think Mr. Weaver, was probably leaning more on the not in favor of it, but I don't want to put words in his mouth. And
you say you need more information. And Brent says
well,
that a
and
lot.
That, and
know?
That's – yeah, that's okay. I can understand that's okay. that. So the thing that's going to happen is that the city can issue a permit and they'll go ahead and do it. So if it's the people of the city of Reading are not wanting that perception to go out into the public that we're wasting, not wasting water, using water, if you will. I don't know, I say
but
wasting.
The perception is.
It's a total perception
thing. The whole
thing
is a perception thing. And if the perception is we're just out there in your face, mm-hmm. you know, saying, oh, yeah, we're doing this, but you know, here's Reading in the middle of the drought in California. Because, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And if there's a way to say, you know, for a newscaster to kind of shake his head or her head and go, wow.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, in all of the hospital and several other entities in town that are saving gallons here and turning the fountain off there and turning this can all work to effect. This all can all be advertised, and we're saving water.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can do that without having right. the slip and slide.
I've got a better idea. I'm going to talk to you about it in a second. Charles, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yes. First of all, conversations about water have predated Rocky Slaughter's announcement considerably, as you and I and Gary are both keenly aware. But you know, as far as the pledges are concerned, how do we know that they're not pledging to do what they're already planning to do anyway, minus the slip and slide? And so it's like, oh well, okay, let's get some publicity for ourselves. Let's fill out this little pledge form, and so that we can say it's because of the slip and slide, when in fact it may not necessarily be because of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it could be. Well, you know, the thing is, you got to kind of trust people. You know, I mean, I know that's easy to be cynical. Well, yeah, I know. But, you know, if somebody says, if Shasta Regional tells me they're going to save 5,000 gallons somehow, I believe them. There's no reason not to believe them for, you know, for doing this.
I'm not saying they're not going to
do it.
They're not pledging to save 5,000. You know, the whole point is they're pledging to do something that they were already planning to. Are they pledging to do, you know, is, you know, person X pledging to do
what they're
going
to do
already doing anyway?
Well, Charles,
what they're already planning to do anyway.
Okay.
Charles,
there's
there's another way of looking at this also. We've got the groundwater plans is going to be coming in, and the GSAs, and we're trying to get the city of Reading put in low, a category of low instead of medium, which medium strikes a whole different set
GSA?
Of rules we have to go
into. What's GSA?
You're going to ask me that, and I forgot.
Well, you said that
we're
in
GSA.
But
GSA is the a group put together to govern a water basin, such as the water basin here would be Redding Area Water Council.
Which so they're the ones that tell us how much water we can use.
But the thing with it is it's keep in mind now, the state tells us it's locally controlled, but the state will tell us the rules that we can run by and what we can do. So it's going to be state controlled. And we're trying to get put into the low category. Now we're going to be running 16,000 gallons of water down the street, and we're trying to talk the Department of Water Resources into putting us in a lower category, which actually, in essence, we really belong, because we're under 90,000 or under 100,000 population. So we're trying to get the state to give us a break on something, and yet we're turning around with 15,000, 16,000 gallons going down the street. I mean, the perception just isn't there. The state's going to say, well, wait a minute.
You hear some of the comments we're having here. You might want to ask Bella Vista Water how they're doing, because they're getting the fines going to their allotment. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't water our lawns because of evaporation, but a water slide will be saving water. What a spin. Look what's happening in the water districts. People are being asked to get buckets and use the gray water in their yards. And then it goes into things that aren't quite that nice. Kurt Starman came knocking my door one day on his way home from work to tell me my hose was running out in the street. We had a downpour the day before, and we were draining our pool into the storm drain, which goes into Clear Creek. I was appalled that he would do that. That's one of the comments. Okay. But I understand why Kurt would stop by. I mean, we saw somebody across the street washing the street with leaves. We didn't.
And what did you say?
I said, well, we should go over.
I can't believe she's doing that we have a drought.
Yeah, and I said, we should go over and say something, except Linda says she's armed. And I said, okay.
Well, there's quite a number of people that are watering during the day still, and I don't look at somebody's front porch or their address, but they're doing it the wrong time of day.
Right. So. Okay. We're going to take a break. Gary Cadd's our guest. When we come back, I'm going to start talking about some of the ordinances that are going on here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's has got great coffees, cafes, espressos, lattes, but also a lot of cold drinks you can use too. And veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the area. All of the area around here, maybe even the North State. All of this at Tobacco and Brew with a walk-in humidor that is chock full of cigars rated in the high 90s from Cigar Aficionado. Speaking of Cigar Aficionado, he sent me some cigars. Isn't that nice of him to do that? David Sabona, who is the executive editor there. That's kind of cool. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. Gary Cadd's our guest. The time is 8:46 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, on Monday, the 27th of April.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Redding chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Redding is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit sciredding.org or call 530-524-3252.
That number again, 524-3252. The 21st Annual Fundraising Banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International Tickets, 524-3252.
Reading Rodeo Week is quickly approaching, and the festivities start with the biggest little steak feed under the stars, happening May 9th, 2015. Gates open at 5:30 to dinner, dancing, and live entertainment by the Billies. Tickets are available now for the steak feed and the Reading Rodeo. Grab them at readingrodeo.com or stop in to the rodeo box office.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Have you ever seen rain? Happy
day. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with
Earl and Linda Bott.
It is 8:59. Well, it's 8:50 in the morning. Our guest is Gary Cadd, and we're going to do an abbreviated weather.
Yes, currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 90 today, mostly clear tonight with 59. Looking forward to tomorrow with our temperatures around 86. The forecast calls for 57, partly cloudy Tuesday night. Wednesday calls for a high of 84. And then Thursday we get back to 89, Friday 91. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
All right, Gary, you have one more thing you want to say.
Well, one more thing
about water.
Folks, I've told you my views on the slip and slide, and what's going to have to happen is the people of City of Reading are going to have to contact the City of Reading and contact your council member, email them, call in, call city staff. I don't have the phone number right in front of me, but the email addresses would be first letter of their first name and then their last name at ci.redding, spell it out, R-E-D-D-I-N-G dot U-S dot C-A, I'm sorry, dot redding dot C-A dot U-S, and you can email and send the messages in, whether you're in favor of it or whether you're against it.
Yeah,
and
because,
let us know what's going on.
Let me see, Rocky Sites, three companies that he was in. Okay, I'm just not going to read that one. I can read it back. We've got phone calls. Red, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just kind of wanted to piggyback on Rocky's idea. I've got an idea that maybe we can get a couple of loads of logs from Oregon or Washington or Idaho, and we can bring them downtown, and then we can sell tickets for this, and then we'll get commitments from people not to use their burn barrels and their lawnmowers and things, and then we can light a giant bonfire to show that we're not afraid of wildfire.
Yeah, I see your point.
Okay, how about this one? Here's my idea. Heck with the water slide.
I like that.
Let's go down to the park down there, the river park down there. Not South Park, but the other
Caldwell.
One. Caldwell Park. And we set it all up, and we take water because we have riparian water rights, and we have the largest communal shower and get into the Guinness Book of World Records at the same time with the world's largest communal shower, and as everybody's using biodegradable soap, it goes back into the river. Everything's okay.
Now that would
naked showering.
Well, you know what? You know what? Who am I to try and put restrictions on people? That's up to them. Just an idea, okay? But again, it shows that hey, we're not afraid of drought because we're using this water. We're showing how this water can be reclaimed, and everybody have a good time, be clean, and go for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, maybe we could just take our transient population and kill two birds with one stone.
Let's not use the word kill and birds. Okay. Thanks, Red.
Right. Thanks.
Right. Somebody says, why do you slide the city when we have our own water slide here? You know? Anyway. Okay. Now let's go into, we talk about the transients are going through here. This new sit and lie. Is this a feel-good type of legislation here?
You know, Carl, I've been back and forth. I wasn't in favor of it the first time it came up when the chief wasn't in favor of it. And this time, to be quite truthful with you, the reason that I voted yes this time was after a conversation with the chief of police. And from the time period, first time a few months ago to now, I have seen where there are people lying in the front door of a business or in inappropriate areas. I feel sorry for the people that are homeless. I mean, you want to reach in your pocket and empty it, but you know you can't do that. And I do believe that we need that. I think that the best thing to do is we'll leave it into effect, and then we can see how it's working out. I mean, it can always be changed, for that matter.
Okay. So what about the idea of they're saying, okay, the problem with the homeless, they have no place to go to. What about putting a day shelter in town here so they can go to it? So you could put, say, 100 of them in there.
Well, that's
– I shouldn't say them, 100 of the of the homeless.
Yeah. No, I'm understanding in the true homeless.
The true homeless, yeah.
It's something that needs to be looked at and be brought forward. I don't think there's really been anything brought to the council level that they're talking about. I would be interested in if nothing else, listening for sure.
I'd like to hear what – you know, Ann Amir's been on here, and she's talked about this. Christian has come on here talking about the 20 house, the small houses for putting people into it for they're homeless, but they will also be paying for part of it and helping them jobs and all this. The bottom line though is I was going down, I was over at South City Park the other day looking at the baseball field and this, and I was just frankly amazed at how many people that are out there in the park smoking dope. And then how many I saw coming in. I'm not talking 10 or 12 or 15. I'm talking in the dozens converging on that park.
I live in West Reading, mm-hmm. and when I go down to the City Hall, which I do quite often, mm-hmm. then I'm right down on 273 and down by the library and down through there. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of them down there. And a lot of them lay right on the city campus.
Yeah.
On the south side. And so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was just, you know, I've not seen that many before. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You're good morning. On the show. Yeah, do you have a question or comment for Gary?
Is the city getting credit for all the wastewater being returned back to the river?
Yes, I would imagine there are, Jim. You know, I truthfully can't say. I'd have to ask Brian Crane, our Public Works Director. But, yeah, I would imagine they are, yes.
Yeah, well, I think that would be a good question. You never hear about it, you know.
Yeah.
They ought to make that known.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
I will find that out in the answer, and I don't have your phone number, but if I did, I would give you a call.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, do this. This may be dangerous, but my cell phone is 945-5889. Give me a call later today, and hopefully I'll have the answer for you.
Okay, Gary. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Goodbye. You know, the problems that we're having here, and since we're pushing them out, supposedly pushing them out of all these areas they've been in, now the city's taken down condemned houses. Great idea that they're getting rid of those. But that's one of the reasons I think you're going to see more and more people in town. I'm not crazy about the idea of a center because of all the problems they have to go under, and there are so many questions that somehow I got a feeling it's going to end up on the taxpayers.
Yeah, and I have the same feeling you do. It doesn't feel comfortable to me that
they're talking about a church-run organization, or I shouldn't say church, but you know, everything's volunteers and grants and all these things. It won't cost the city anything. I'd need to see all that. And,
well, there seems to be a fights going on amongst the homeless that we're hearing more.
I see more and more assaults. I just saw it. More and more. Well, I'm surprised that they're, you know, I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. hello.
Yeah, okay. So if that's the case, then what's going to happen if we have a site? Then who has the responsibility? Where's the liability going to be? So there's a ton of answers that have to come up with before we could really do that.
Yeah. I understand the concept behind it. Okay, Gary, unfunded liabilities. I know we've only got like a minute left, but are we ever going to catch up with this thing, or is it just going to overrun us?
Well, and the way we're going right now, it's going to overrun us because we're going to the PARS is going to be roughly between $7 and $8 million in the budget we're going to be putting together here in the next month, and then CalPERS we have a bit of a reprieve because they've received some better news on their investment returns, but coming up towards the end of this decade in 1920, we're going to have some problems there. So we have some real problems, and then we have this sales tax thing coming up that probably we need to talk about because they need 5 votes for the emergency, and at the moment they've got 4. I'm going to be darn sure that what the verbiage of it is and how it's going to be voted on. So mm-hmm. We've got some work in front of us to get taken care of.
Okay. All right. Our guest has been Gary Cadd on the one of our city council members talking mainly about the slip and slide and all this. We'll get some of the others on there and tell us what they think. I mean, get Francie on. Say, Francie, you know, if you're for this, is it because it sounds good or what about the other things that go along with it? And you have what?
Okay. Contact the city, folks, the slip and slide.
Yeah. Tell them what you think. One, pro or con?
Yeah.
Pro or con? Because,
yes or
because,
no.
Because that way it helps the city council say how we're feeling, even though that not necessarily listening to it. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane, this week we got a lot of people coming in. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The nation has a new attorney general.
I state your name.
I'm Loretta Elizabeth Lynch.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will.
Vice President Joe Biden administering the oath to Loretta Lynch moments ago at the Justice Department. Lynch replacing Eric Holder and making history as the nation's first female African-American to hold that office. Emergency aid flights are landing in Nepal with relief workers who will try to locate and rescue victims of Saturday's deadly earthquake. Their doctors telling Sky News they are treating patients wherever they can find them.
We have come here because we have a hospital out there, but it's very unsafe. So that's why we have some patients that are here. So that's why we have come here for the rounds.
The World Vision's Alina Shrestha has a couple of dozen people living in her yard.
We're seeing a lot of people in temporary shelters, you know, living in tents and, coming together.